This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
What a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you listen to the words of it, quite depressing.
Yeah, that's why I always like this one better than when Disturbed did it, because this one sounds happy, but is very sad, and I love the it's the duality of it.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Like this right here, like after I've killed a bunch of Pinkertons, I'm riding back to Beecher's Hope. Talking about the game, Paige.
Yeah. Mm.
Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm riding back to Beecher's Hope. This should be playing. I'm going home, but look at the hell I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You should be playing Homeward Bound.
Who is this, the Beatles?
Come
this
on
is
now.
Paul and Art.
What?
Paul and Art.
Oh, yeah. The Garfunkels and Simon.
Yeah.
I played this song in orchestra on the violin at League Middle School.
You went to League Middle School?
You played the violin?
Uh-huh.
How's that never came up before?
I've said.
When'd you go to high school?
I was supposed to. Well, I moved. I only
You would have went to Wade Hampton?
I would have.
I know where she went.
Never knew that. What?
Dublin High School.
I did.
Dublin.
Mm-hmm. I went to Washington and Dublin High School.
Are you from Ireland? Because when I look at you, I'm Dublin in size.
You and Ron Reese all through high school.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, yeah. By the way, and I'm not saying this in a jerk kind of way, but people that watch my 600-pound life, I mentioned over the Christmas break and stuff, I watched like 3 or 4 episodes, whatever, and I was kind of enamored by it and kind of enthralled into it. Not enthrobbed, enthralled. I was really kind of like looking at it from the psychology standpoint. But people that watch it now assume that I watch it a lot and they'll send me screenshots of, and I don't watch it anymore. I won't watch it anymore. So I appreciate you, but I don't know what you're talking about. I've seen just 4 episodes of My 600-pound Life.
Yeah. I almost watched some the other day, but I was about to eat a cheeseburger, so I decided to get
you imagine?
I only watch that if I'm eating like a salad or like fish or something, you know?
Put that on at the screens at Planet Fitness instead of letting people watch the news and stuff.
Yeah, anything but the news.
Put My 600-pound Life on. What? You look.
Can you imagine sitting there with buttery popcorn and watching that? How often that is?
Put that on at the theaters.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But you can't. That show is great to make you not eat junk food. You're like, no, I don't want chips. Do I have any celery about?
Out.
I'll take ice water.
Oh, my God.
I want water and plain carrots, please.
Like,
yes.
It's real quick, I won't watch any more of it because to me it's sadly depressing. And not that, it's more or less, like I said before, I feel like the people that are on there are, they have enablers, every one of them, and they also are usually quite poor. It seems, if I'm being judgmental with that, I've seen 4 episodes, but they usually seem like they have to depend on convenience of food more than they do quality. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You go sell 10 nuggets for a dollar and you're profiting off that? That means you have 2 cents in every nug. There's no. It's depressing to me.
Yeah, it is.
But people that watch, and again, your likes are your likes and dislikes and all that stuff. And if you watch it every day or every night or whatever, I ain't judging you. But to me, it's like. Also, from this point of view, I look at what, like, my life, like, I got up to 343 pounds at my highest. And I mean, I know it's more than half of 600 pounds, but.
You were barely halfway there.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy, that's probably, again, this isn't a slam, but that's probably something that maybe that crossed your mind because you got to 430.
430 is my highest recorded weight. I'm pretty sure I was 450 at some point in there. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine being 600 pounds because there's people on there who were like, 5'8", 600 pounds. And I can't imagine being, I could barely get around when I was 400 plus. So, yeah, you can't get around at all when you're 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, something I like to think about, and a question I've been asked before is, how is life different since you lost some weight? And like, well, it's vastly different. I think about this every time I go to Walmart or some crowded store and I got to park way down away from the door.
You don't mind anymore.
No, I like to walk. You know, I don't look for... Yeah. I never cruise around looking for a close space unless I really got to go to the bathroom or something.
Sure.
That's the only time.
They have a drive-through for that now.
Yeah. So, but usually I just, all right, here's an open spot. I'm going to park here and I can walk because it's fine. I like to walk around.
So the walk-in part. Like, would you say, like...
I would cuss and leave, man. If I went to a crowded store with a big parking lot, like if I had to park 100 feet away from the door when I was really fat, I would get just furious and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's...
I know.
Have you ever done that, fat boy?
Yeah, man. There's always some stupid reason you
it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
I don't need it that bad.
Hell, I do it with wait lines at restaurants. Like... You know, that's just me. Not me be like, I will not wait more than 45 minutes to eat anywhere. Yeah. I will not. It's not that I'm too good. I refuse to.
Will you ever wait in a long drive-through line?
No. Yes.
See, I won't. I'm like, no. Well, you know what? If I got to wait, I'm just going to go inside. I'll park and walk my ass in.
The Facebook fussing from, was it last week or whatever, where it was talking about taking, oh no, it was the FOF line where they said you're taking up an extra lane for your drive-through. I know a good idea exactly where that is. And I live near it, and there's a Walmart near it, and I live in Travelers Rest, so it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They, by God, they own that road with the line. I saw it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It made me think of it. Mm. But, yeah, I remember Nine and I one year, and this is reflecting back on the rough times, but Nine and I went to our first ever trip to Dragon Con in LaLanna. It's like really one of the first Comic Cons ever.
Yeah,
this is the time we got stuck on the elevator with the Ghostbusters.
Big nerd con,
and we had to park a great distance away from the convention center, or Metroplex, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you know, Jimmy would have to stop and say, "I need to take a breather." And it wasn't to smoke a cigarette; he would just go sit down for a minute. And it literally four or five times. Because it was, I mean, hell, I was too. I was glad for several of them, but it was tough to just get around with you back then.
Yeah, at that point, I was probably 375 to 400 pounds, somewhere in that range, and I had a real bad back, so I just couldn't go anywhere or walk hardly, man. But yeah, you get much happier, too. You get to be a much happier person. Like a dude who's a fairly new friend of mine, my buddy Ken.
Is he the tattoo guy?
No, he owns the bar.
But I'm slowly dropping down. I was in the top five, and now I don't even know if I made the AP top 25.
I didn't say best friend. I said a new friend of mine. We've gotten to be pretty tight in the last few months.
Well,
me and old Ken. But he used to hate me, man. He used to hate my guts.
He still does.
No, he doesn't.
He told me.
He doesn't feel that way after meeting you?
No. He really likes me after meeting me. But yeah, when...
Must not have had internet.
He used to listen to the show and still does. But yeah, he used to hate me. And I understand why. Because I used to be like fat and miserable and like had bad back. And I was never in a good mood.
Yeah.
Now I'm a pretty happy guy. Like all the time.
That's a good text. My wife and it's funny you guys were just talking about this. My wife and I were at Walmart the other night and saw a severely obese woman on one of the, call it a wheelie. I think he's talking about the carts or whatever. Do you guys agree with my wife and I that you don't get to ride those just because you're too fat to walk around? I mean.
That's why they're there.
I don't know what they're there for. I mean, does it have any kind of designation that says this is for physically challenged?
Yeah.
Well, if you're too fat to walk around, you're physically challenged.
Well, it doesn't go as fast as you walk, so yeah, you got to have something wrong to be on it.
But we don't know what her issues are. She may have some kind of breathing problem.
Maybe that's why she's really fat.
Copped or something, though.
Yeah, so we can't judge people like that.
Yeah, so you're wrong. Block them from texting in, fat boy.
No, I'm just saying that you just don't know. Until you talk to people what their issues are.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever... If I see somebody on it, ain't my business.
Yeah,
My business. I'm there to buy stuff. I ain't there to get mad at anybody.
I'm in the fast lane of the store.
Here's another text. 72341. You can feel free to call as well. 1-800-774-0093, although we're somewhat late. I used to weigh upwards of 500 pounds, and it got to the point when I had to go to the bathroom, number two, I would have to go and just take a shower immediately because I cannot physically wipe myself. I hope that's from a guy. God, I hope it's from a guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's why they have on the 600-pound life, that's why they have the handlers, the enablers, because think about that.
Oh,
Unless you have a bidet. Wow.
No, somebody posted this. It was on Facebook or Instagram or something the other day. It's like an extender you use to help yourself do that. And they sell them. They sell them on Amazon. I mean, here's one for $10. But yeah, it's an extender. So
what, is
you
it
can,
just like an attachment for a man groomer?
No, you put the toilet paper on it and reach back further than you can with your arms. It's for people who have like some kind of problem, or they're really big, or both. You know,
back in my day, that was a back scratcher, and now it's a butt wiper.
Yeah, essentially the same thing.
Butt wipe.
Yeah. Thank God, you know, there's some kind of inventions, because you'd have to, you know, back and forth with the towel, right?
But I don't think it's made for just people who are like really, really too big to be able to do that. I think it's like if you just had hip replacement surgery or something like that, maybe then you might need one for a few weeks or a few months or the rest of your life, even if you got something bad with your hips or you low back.
It smells really good.
Yeah, I bet so.
Matt, next year when I get you your Christmas present, I'm going to add that to the
item. Well, don't give me 6 pounds of them this time. No. I just need one.
You know something else I used to do different that's funny now? Because sometimes I see people doing it and I kind of feel bad for them.
What?
I mean, it was funny when I did it. Now I see people do it. I feel bad.
Drop something?
When I used to stop for gas in the car. I'd never want to walk all the way to the store to buy anything else, you know?
Oh, I just thought of something. Yeah, go ahead.
It used to be that if you're really, really, really big, you will pump your gas and then drive to a parking spot right by the door to go in and buy stuff from the store. I've done that. But now, but when you pump gas and you're really, really big, you'll be the guy sitting there trying to top all the way off. Like, you're never going to... You try to put so much gas in the tank that your hope is you'll never have to buy gas again in your life. Because you're going to get so much gas in that tank, click, 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 topping off and slowing down the pumps, everybody else being a jerk.
That's interesting, because back in the day, gas stations were, many of them were, full service. You didn't even have to get out.
Yeah.
Clean, you went in, but people were not super huge fat then, though.
No, they weren't.
I mean, some of them.
Some were, but yeah, you know, not nearly as many.
Yeah, God, it's odd. So here's the thing.
Fatness is an issue of convenience more than anything.
Something I just thought about, things I do differently, not being as fat. I don't consider, I'm still fat, but I'm saying
we are.
80, 90 pounds, whatever it is. I could pick up anything with my foot.
Oh, dude, I know. I could anything with my toes, man. I could grab anything.
The dexterity of my toes, the way I could almost do them like talons, like I could... Barefoot, I could pick up, not squeegees, what, a loofah?
Yeah. Squeegee. Oh, if I drop something in the shower, I could grab it with my feet.
Dude.
Even if I drop, like, soap in the shower, I could work it up the side of the tub with my toes, at least to get on the ledge to grab it with
That's
my
amazing.
Hand.
Amazing. You didn't fall down.
I know.
Your tree pose.
I've fallen. I can't get up.
Must be amazing now if you have that kind of dexterity.
I'm in fast pitch softball with my feet.
Oh, I don't even try now. I'll just bend over and grab it like it ain't no thing.
Well, that's the thing. That's the first thing I do. I told you I get out of bed is I bend over and touch my toes.
Mm-hmm.
See if they're there. Waking them up.
Yeah.
One thing
to see if they're always, I enjoy that I can see them now. Yeah. It's kind of a blessing.
That's wonderful.
But you know something? This speaks to the judgment and the insecurity of being fat. Even when I was really big and I had a really bad back and I couldn't get around good at a big store like Walmart, I still would never get on the cart and ride. I just wouldn't go there.
Because you're just asking for the attention.
Yeah.
It's like me still, I won't eat at a red light.
Yeah, but because people are such jerks to each other, I would not get on the cart and ride it because I didn't want that.
I should feel more self-conscious about that more than ever because everybody with the cell phones, like, I don't know if you saw my snap over the Christmas break, but... I was beside somebody in traffic at a red light that was jamming out, but also clearly on some kind of illicit non-mentionable here.
Oh, you don't know that, do you?
But I snapped it. You know, so I imagine how many snaps I've been on people don't know it was. Look at a fat ass over eating a Chick-fil-A.
Number two, extra pickles.
God. We should write a story.
We could, man. We could write a bunch of stories about that.
Surviving fast food.
Yeah.
More than that.
Fat boy'd watch it backwards.
Oh, you'd have to.
Not because he's a Satanist, because...
Pick up some tips and tricks.
Oh, my God.
Watch it backwards. Because Fat Boy was thin when he was, 18, 20 years old? When did you start putting on the weight? 18, 19, 20?
I think like 21, 22.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's where I started packing it on.
The former 500-pound guy texts back and said, also, I wouldn't I wouldn't shower but 3 to 4 times a week. Well, that's not that bad. Because when I after I would towel off, I was sweating again from all the work. God bless.
Yeah.
That's like email. You answer one, they reply back before you even hardly send it.
That used to be me in the summertime, man. I could never get dry because as soon as I got done drying off, I was sweating.
That's why I don't
get dry.
Yeah, that's why I don't take hot showers.
Yeah.
Cold showers.
I have to.
Yeah, now I love a hot shower. Used to be I hated a hot shower. Because, I mean, it would make me sweat. I'd get out of the shower sweating. I couldn't, I mean, I just, you never get dry.
Paige, cold shower, sweating. Golden shower, hot shower?
Hot shower. Hot shower. Right. Very what good. Are you, crazy? I got soreness.
All of them.
Well, congratulations again, Jimmy. 200 pounds, you say?
Close to, yeah. In that neighborhood. Range of 200 pounds. But, yeah, it's a hell of a life improvement. Yeah, you don't get enough congratulations for yourself dropping 80, 90 pounds.
That ain't no big deal.
It is, though. It's a lot of weight to lose, and you don't get nearly the attention you should for it because I lost so much weight.
Well, you lost 3 times as much, though.
But you lost a lot of weight, and it's life-changing to lose that amount of weight, and you deserve more credit than you get.
Both of you putting it back on.
It just means that you get stuck with me maybe a little longer.
Maybe.
Good job, and keeping off the weight. Thanks. I'm proud of both of you.
Paige was just booty dancing just now. I don't know if you heard that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. See, Fat Boy's just waiting until ours is such old news before he does his that he'll get all the attention.
That's what it is.
He's just biding his time.
And remember when we started the whole time, both of us, you're going to gain it back. You're going to gain it all back.
You're going to get fat again.
Yeah.
You were kind of the motivation to kind of keep that going because I didn't want you to win.
No. I can see you guys putting it back on.
I never want you to win.
I weighed beginning of Christmas break, after Christmas break. Any guesses?
Ooh, I don't know.
Plus three. I didn't figure that was that bad.
It's not that bad.
I was as active as I normally would have been and sat around and all that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I've been killing it on good food lately, except for that one cheeseburger a few days ago.
It's going to get you.
What happened with the cheeseburger?
I ate one. I've been killing it on good food. Oh, yeah. Just killing it.
Yeah. Paige is killing it today. Paige and I were just talking. I ain't laughed this hard in a long time.
I know, right?
What are you working on in headline?
Well, a 79-year-old man called 911 to complain about a performance.
Performance.
Yes.
Was it you singing?
No.
Whoa! Yeah. Mic drop?
Mic drop? No, the 79-year-olds love me because they can't hear.
Okay. All right. We'll find out what the performance was, what he was complaining about, and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Have I got a story for you? So listen up, boys and ladies. Well, we've got a 79-year-old man by the name of William Batts. He lives in the suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, called South Elucid, Euclid, or...
I don't know. U-E-U-C-L-I-D?
Yeah, South Euclid. And last week, he got himself 2 hookers through a friend.
Boga?
No.
He's going to get my perks, I think.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, after they wrapped up their little adventure, he wasn't happy. He called 911 to report a robbery. Why, you ask?
Because no wonder you couldn't get anybody to your house, Paige. You called 911.
Yeah. I was too excited.
They don't get there twice as fast.
Well, William was better than my dialing. He called 911, and they came. He said the hookers, quote, failed to meet my expectations. But they still took $500 from his wallet anyways.
Why not hide the wallet if you have hookers in? Or any strangers. Hide the wallet.
Yeah,
you should hide the wallet.
I thought you were supposed to put it in an envelope.
Oh, yeah, you lay it on the bedside table.
Uh-huh.
Not stand.
Yeah, you don't show them any ID or credit card or anything that they can steal from.
That's what those little safes are for in the hotel rooms, to hide your wallet from hookers.
Dang it. Yeah. I'm learning so much.
Yeah. What else would you use it for?
Yeah, I know.
If you brought nice jewelry, you're going to wear it out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, by the time the cops got there, the ladies were gone, and William gave them his best description that he could. And according to the police report, he said they were black, about 40 years of age, and one was 5'7". And the other one was named Keisha, and he called her a short and fat one.
Mm.
Yeah. But we don't have any I can't describe the man's carnal desire. So I don't know exactly what he was seeking in this whole hooker thing.
To not get robbed.
No, I mean he was dissatisfied. So I don't know what kind of hooker he was looking for.
Well, so were they promised 250 each?
Well, he didn't like the service, so he didn't want to pay him, but they took the money anyway. So that's why he called the cops on the ladies, and they wound up not charging him for solicitation or abusing 911. I guess they felt bad because he was 79.
I'm cool with women using the filters and stuff on social media, but I feel as though hookers should not, because I feel as though they advertise, you know, some goods that don't look that way when you get there.
Oh, like what? Cellulite or...
anything. Their face, their eyes.
Gunshot wounds.
Girls have probably guys too, but there's an attachment that goes on your phone that makes a light shine in your face, and it looks like a circle.
Yeah.
And when you see these girls, or guys too, eyeballs, you'll see a white, and it makes your eyes look so much more...
brighter,
A better looking or whatever. And people are using it because they like the way it makes their eyes look. And I'm like, gah! You're going to go into that much just to make your eyes look? Get some contacts. Look at what Jeff Hardy does. Just, he doesn't use any kind of a phone attachment.
Just look like you look. It's fine to look like you look.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
This is America. Nobody wants to look like the way they look.
Did you just say I look fine?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's fine to look like you look.
Thank you.
You should just look like you look and be happy.
Yeah. You can't help the way you look, so look like you look.
You know, that was such a backhanded compliment right
look
there.
Look like you look.
You can't help it. Just look that way.
Well, nobody can help
the
way.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Unless you go get it augmented.
Yes.
Go under the knife, then you got to be happy with it.
It's demented right now. It's dented right now.
No, but you should just thank the Lord for what he gave you and just praise every day that you are you. Nobody else is you.
You made me feel good about myself just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you every morning on the way to work.
Now, there might be another Matt separated at birth, but he's, born and raised in New York.
Old women sometimes call me handsome, but, you know, if we post pictures of us, nobody else ever does it. I'm happy with
me. I call you all hot.
Thank you.
Nine's doing reverse trolling on Patreon.
I'm just, look at the comments. Nobody, they're always like, oh, Matt's the hot one. Well, yeah, let's shave him and see if y'all say that. Then Fat Boy.
Look at my
hot
TVT
one.
Today.
Exactly.
What do you look like without a beard?
Look at the first comment.
It's not that bad.
God darn.
Keep the beard.
What?
Yes, what it is.
Tina loves you too, said keep the beard. Crying laughing emoji.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, why are you so mean, Tina? Spitting that
Have
truth.
Have you tried to change the beard up lately? You know, maybe...
I'm letting it go.
You're going to let it go as long as it is?
Yeah.
Because, maybe a little scruff or something different? It's kind of sexy.
My business partner and I, Josh Carver, are working on a beard oil. But you didn't hear that here.
Oh, okay. So, you heard it somewhere else.
Oh, yes. Maybe some beard jewelry in the works. That'd be awesome.
What'd you just say?
Beard jewelry.
Doubtful.
Beard
jewelry.
By a little way.
What do you call that? Beads and stuff that you put. Is there a...
For your beard?
Yeah, is there...
Gay.
They don't go there.
Very happy to do that.
All right. Well, we were talking about carnal knowledge. How about this? The porn trends are out for 2019, and it's changing in the world of porn or what people desire to watch. So the porn site, xhamster.com.
That's a good one.
Fat Boy
is
loves it.
Yeah.
That sounds like favorites. That would be only a certain genre.
No, it's not pictures of Richard Gere, no.
They got them all.
All right, I'm going to go to the site just so I can follow along.
Yeah, of course. You want to start a conversation.
That first point.
All right, so
she looks like she needs a EMT.
Oh yeah, she looks like somebody's mom. We know.
Oh boy. Well, finally, it looks like.
Oh my God,
like,
this is exactly what I was thinking.
I'll be gonna check it out.
No, just look at my screen. Think about it.
Oh wow.
I can't mouth good. You just gotta take my word for it.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead, Paige. I'm sorry.
Either you know or you don't.
So it looks like the whole 50 Shades of Grey mania is finally over. Because BDSM has dropped 34%.
Ah!
And bad news for redheads, or maybe good news, depending on how you want to look at it. Searches for redheaded porn is down 14%.
What, so we don't like redheads anymore?
Well, it doesn't mean you don't like them, but you're not, searching for it as something that makes you hot. You know?
If redheaded women could have a little more pigmentation, I'd be into it a little more.
You don't like pale, though? Like, think about Miss Wilde. She was pale and hot.
Pretty, yeah.
She wouldn't give me the time of day anyway.
None of us, but still, pale and hot.
I just haven't found the right one. that I'm not looking for that. That's not my thing. I like a little bit of like an olive tone to the skin. Does that make sense?
You don't. I mean, so you know your fantasy kind of discriminates because mine does not, man, at all.
Oh, like, I'll tell you my fantasy.
My mind or my what gets me going is like all skin tones, all ethnicities, all hair colors.
Same time.
Good looking is good looking, man.
Yeah, beauty is beauty.
Why don't you go troll the United Nations and find you some?
I will.
You'll get greedy overseas.
Yeah.
Mine has always been, I like the seductive ones. I like the one where the woman is trying to talk him. Like, I like the office ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The real ones.
The secretary comes in and says, you know, you've worked too hard.
So this
what do you mean by hard? Well, come here, I'll show you. Ooh. You know, that kind of thing.
Like the tax man thing. Yeah. I'll help you pay for your taxes.
And then Dwight Schrute walks in, you know?
Yeah, that's hot, where he,
you know, like beats? Check this one out.
Jeez. All right, well, here's something exciting. Big ladies are hot.
Big ladies?
Yeah.
Thick.
No, it says big, according to this.
It might go beyond thick, then.
Yeah. The searches for BBW porn.
That goes beyond
big, big, beautiful women are up over 87%. So, you know, have that extra.
BBC or BBW, did you say?
W.
Okay.
BBW.
Oh, I don't get that.
W.
So, the big fetish that men and women disagree on is spanking. It was the seventh most popular for women.
Spanking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only the 98th most popular for men. So women like it more than men.
Porn is so convenient now that you just hover over the thumbnail and it plays snippets of the video.
Yeah, it does. It gives you a preview.
And also, what, Fatboy, I'll ask you, what's the difference truly between MILF and mature? That's offered on this website.
I think now MILF is more of a look.
Yeah,
mature is definitely on the older end.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, some of those aren't bad.
Well, Fat Boy, since you are
our go-to
guy, I have a question for you. This is the number one answer that's, you know, tipping the scales. It's women, and women are watching porn. According to that figure, it's up 28% in the U.S. So what kind of porn are women watching?
Whatever kind they want.
I mean,
all kinds, probably.
That's okay. Good answer.
Whatever
guys
they're into.
With beards?
Like, let's
really?
Look,
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Probably not.
Let's
not lump all women into watching the same thing because they have different tastes.
No, I know
so they're
that.
They're watching all kinds.
Right, you'll never admit to this, Paige, but in the past, if you've ever looked over any kind of pornography on the internet, any particular genre stick out more than others? You like the smoking ones?
Like spanking? Because that's popular with women.
No. Feet? No. I mean, I've watched some stuff that's funny, but I really don't like to watch it. I don't feel comfortable watching. I'd rather just do it.
What is CFNM?
I don't know.
I mean, you probably can't say it.
Probably not.
I've never heard of that one. Anime, futuristic anime? What?
Oh, clothed female, nude male. That's
That's the point. If the yoga video starts off and he rips open the back, the whole thing should come off.
Oh, okay.
I like the seduction of it.
I got you.
I like the 5-second video where that girl sneezes twice and everything she wears is gone.
Forward that to me. CC me on that.
You don't like where the wife's wearing just the top, but she's peeking around the wall because her husband just walked in. But you see what's going on the other side of the wall.
That's happening. A specific movie you're talking about.
But he doesn't know.
Well, it's again on this site. The trending thing is stepmom. Yeah. Is the trending hot thing?
It's
so
weird.
Does that come from the MILF fascination, or is that a mommy Oedipus complex?
Taboo.
Probably case by case.
Wow, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
I get the MILF thing, because I've always been attracted to, attracted to older women. At least fantasy seduction part of it. A woman with tan lines and thigh highs, that's all I ask. But with this thing, though, what is the fascination with that? I've never had a stepmom, but... I mean, if my daddy was into it, I don't think I would be. No offense, Mary.
I don't know, man, but I guess Kendra Lust makes a ton of money.
What is your thing, Fat Boy?
I got one I could write down that I've been watching lately, but I don't know.
I don't
you could probably say it, but I don't know.
Can you
know
say
if
the acronym?
Just write it down.
I don't think there is.
If Fat Boy says I should write it down, go with it.
We don't needlessly toe any lines.
No, we don't need to do that.
But I don't believe any of these first timers. I mean,
of course not.
But I am a stepmom, and that kind of grosses me out.
We're good.
Whole thing. That's awful. All right.
Paige, you know what POG means? P-A-W-G?
I can only imagine. All right, yeah. Then.
Well, pretty-ass white girl.
Oh, yeah. It does? Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, BuzzFeed just put together a list of some of the big cliches in American movies and TV. What?
Hold that back up one more time.
Oh, wait.
M-W-S-F-R-D. Okay.
Yeah. Right,
play along at home.
Yeah.
Just found it.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's pretty cool.
Show it to Paige. Let's just get her reaction to it. Paige, read it, react to it, and don't comment.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put it on Instagram now.
Oh,
then I'm going to have to share it on Planet Twitter.
That's weird stuff. I mean, it isn't, like, bizarre. It's just
like
unusual.
Comedy.
Yeah, that would be kind of slapstick funny.
Have you ever been the real doll, in that situation?
No, but I prized them.
I feel like you would be.
And they're like, I would get one.
No,
sure.
I feel like you would be the real doll in your fantasy thing there.
But what's
I got to hold the
what's
part.
The payoff
cuckold.
For that? I mean, come on. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I got it.
I just learned what that word meant.
All right, so there's a list that was put together.
Like I told you.
Of the big cliches in American movies and TV shows.
I watch those too.
Do you? That we keep putting in film that doesn't make any sense to other people on other parts of the world.
Oh, good. This will be funny. Because there's lots of things that I think have been normalized in life just because we see it in movies. We think it's the way to do.
And just
or history books.
People write it in movie theater, you know, in the movies. It doesn't mean it really happens in real life. Like always having a bag of frozen peas in the freezer, but you never eat it. You just put it on bruises. Do you always have peas in there to just.
I eat mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat your peas?
Yeah.
I have ice packs that you can use to help you out with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I eat the peas.
I usually just put a T-bone steak.
Do you?
I do not bruise easily, though.
What was going on back then? When somebody would get a black eye, you'd put a piece of steak on it.
It helps.
Ruin a perfectly good steak.
I know.
They did that in the Sandlot.
You know they recooked the steak.
The Scotty Smalls.
They didn't just throw that steak away.
Oh, yeah, he didn't throw it out.
Plus the T-bone would poke me in the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another one. Obsessing about the prom and looking at it as a key milestone in life. It is a key milestone in life, though, in American
only because
life.
Movies made it one.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that.
Matt.
Well, I don't know, dude. Somebody's asking me what edging is, and I have no clue.
We're not going to get Matt and Fatboy off the porn thing. But
all right,
Paige,
I'll turn off
said,
the screen.
Obsessing about the prom and looking at it as a key milestone in life. That's only a thing because movies.
Yeah, because my prom was the most unsatisfying night of my life. I mean, it really was.
Hey, Cole.
But you thought it would be a huge thing because movies told you it was supposed to be, right?
Yes,
just
right.
Can I be honest?
Movies.
I went specifically about 15 to 20 minutes later to my prom because movies told me that when me and my girl walked in, they would all get in a circle and start clapping, and we would dance in the middle of them.
Exactly.
You'd be king and queen at the prom.
No one turned around and looked when I walked in. And when they did, they laughed.
You'd have prom night and de-virginize yourself for that.
Because the girl that agreed to go with me to the prom a month before prom, 2 weeks before prom, got a boyfriend.
Oh.
But he had already asked another girl to go. So we went to the prom. They were in a relationship.
Yeah.
First dance, I got that. Second dance, he got the rest.
Yeah, he got the
rest.
And
I got a hotel room.
Yep. Dang it.
Yeah, that was your fault.
I watched Love Connection.
I thought you made use of that hotel room, though.
I did make use of that hotel room.
All right.
But one's talking about solo play.
Best love ever.
Burn them sheets.
All right, always having a baseball bat handy around the house when you hear a noise.
Yeah. Oh, everybody has that.
I've got some like that.
In reality. I mean,
I got some
that
by the door, absolutely. Yeah.
So drinking
not a wall
out of
hanger.
Drinking out of red Solo cups at parties. Have you ever been to the South? That's very common.
That's
I'm
all
sorry.
We drink.
Here.
Yes.
This is a red Solo dip cup.
In the summertime, you always pick that up at the grocery store, right? Because you know that you're going to run out of that or paper plates.
I'll tell you something. If you're in the South and you have a blue one, you better get the hell out.
Yep.
Yeah?
You get out of here
state,
with that
bitch.
Blue cup. Yeah. It's a red state.
You come to my house, we're drinking out of actual glasses made of glass, though. Just so we class it up at my joint.
P1 Pilsner glasses.
Yeah. Yes. Mainly, yes, ones I've gotten for free, but still.
All right.
I drink out of the Frosted Swamp Rabbits myself.
Ooh.
That one, I do like that texture.
So going out for ice cream constantly is an American thing. They don't do that in other parts of the world. They don't know what they're missing out on.
Well, not constantly.
Yeah.
Now it's a frozen yogurt world. It's not even an ice cream world.
Yeah.
It's frozen yogurt. It makes you feel better about it.
But if you eat ice cream constantly, you'll be on my 600-pound life in no time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if we're going hiking tonight, really? Saint, are you going to Paris Mountain? No, Yogurt Mountain.
Nom, nom.
Yomo.
But they're smart. They charge by the ounce.
Yeah.
Smart move.
With sprinkles. Always having a big bowl of salad on the dinner table that's mostly just lettuce. That's kind of American, but I like that.
You only get that at the OG.
Mm-hmm.
They got other stuff in there.
So this is another thing that Americans do. Eating out of Chinese takeout boxes. They do that in the film all the time. I don't ever do that at home.
Yeah, people in reality will oftentimes put it on a plate.
Yeah.
You're talking about, I don't really eat a whole lot of Chinese food, but the to-go Chinese food I've gotten didn't come in those cool little square little boxes with the little flap at the top.
Yeah. Sometimes it does.
Sounds like the movies Fat Boy's into.
Right? I know.
How about this? Ending some phone calls with that saying bye.
That's a movie thing all the way, man. People just hang up.
Bye-bye.
In the real world, like, they just hung up on me.
I've never ended a phone call with my mother where I did not... tell her
said.
I loved her.
Yes. You have
like,
to.
Even if I'm on my way over there. All right, I'll be in a minute, Mom. I'll be in a minute, Mom. I love you. You Uber guy, get me to Mary's house. ASAP.
Yeah. I didn't tell her I loved her. So how
though she says I love you more now.
Oh,
she puts
yes.
all the pressure on
she's,
me.
She's got to get the last love in.
Yeah.
So eating huge amounts of meatloaf, we do that in America. I love meatloaf.
You know what I found out? Apparently meatloaf is mainly a Southern thing.
Is it?
Because I've talked to some people from other parts of the country who are kind of weirded out by the amount of meatloaf available down here. Apparently, Southerners love meatloaf the most, because I love meatloaf. Meatloaf's delicious.
I don't eat beef loaf. I eat turkey loaf.
That's good, too.
I know.
A little dry, but not as good as meatloaf.
I don't mind.
Better.
I don't mind meatloaf.
I love good meatloaf.
Pinch one off every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the one that people don't understand in the rest of the world.
We got through that without a Bat Out of Hell reference. That's
I know,
good.
Man. Yeah. I was up with a paradise with a dashboard light or something.
Obsessively caring about Halloween, but we're so big on Halloween in the U.S. That's one of our favorite holidays. So if they don't like it, they can just do whatever they want.
Apparently,
country.
It isn't a big deal elsewhere. I love Halloween. It might be my favorite of all of them.
It is mine.
Yeah, Halloween's the most fun.
It is. I mean,
really, because half naked women.
Yeah, that's true. I'm in heaven in other parts of the country, but I guess you're right. You don't hear about
if
it
if you want
in the
to
Middle
see
East.
Scantily clad girls, you go to some kind of haunted Halloween party kind of thing or some kind of music festival.
Yes.
Now, apparently, they don't even let them wear full panties now to those.
No.
Everyone what? I see is girls wearing fishnets and thongs.
Or an EDM show, man. I'm telling you, well, EDM show is where it's at.
Like, I might go to Coachella this year just to look at butts.
You might?
Yeah.
Ooh, you'd
Post Malone's
going to
be there.
You can go to an EDM show across the street and see the same thing, man.
All right, creepy guys.
Oh.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes.
What, your co-star was the last one I went to.
I know. I'm just saying, if you're just going to go there and not listen to the music and just stare at women in their underwear, that's why I said that.
Well, the music's
strange.
Literally the same thing for 2 hours.
Okay.
I love
Point
that.
Point made.
I love that.
I'm Paige.
All right.
Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back more Rise Guys and another $1,000 too, right after this. Thank you.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3ThePlanet
just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, emailed, text, tweeted, Instagrammed, Facebook, all of that stuff. Sent links to pornography videos. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's a great show today, man. We had an awesome Facebook fuss, and it was fun throughout.
Yeah, the Facebook fuss, and you can see video of that at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Go in there and give it a like. And sign up for the notifications or whatever that deal is. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, Friday. FOF line, 864-241-4318. That'll be your chance to sit back and listen or contribute to that. 864-241-4318. More Monster Jam tickets and the P1 Payoff Winter Edition continues next. Actually, Paige, you'll have that here in a couple minutes. Rock with her. Fat Boy will be in at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate each of you. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little.
Ow, really the man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet Rocks.
That is-